What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Rideshare Rodeo Gig News and Interviews. I'm your host, Steve. Let's get it on. What's up, everybody? How you doing? Why is this at 1:38 p.m. and not 1 p.m. or Mountain Time for those that most people are on the East Coast? Why is this not 3 p.m. And why is it 3:38 p.m. instead? I just have a lot going on today. And actually, I hadn't had this planned. I do have for Last Mile next week. I do have a specific thing planned, like often I do, where we're going to walk through a few phases. Today I just kind of needed that break in my day anyway, and I thought I'd jump on here and see if anything, take anybody's questions, comments, concerns, especially in regards to Curry, anything I can take back to the team. Again, there's a lot of, you might think, well, I've already told you 100 times, or, you know, this one thing, most things get corrected. But if you do want to put it out there again, like, hey, you know, still on wait list, even that kind of thing, like, you know, put in there, like, how long? I'm just interested, where, you know, what market and how long. But otherwise, if you're looking for more deep questions, please put them in there. I'll try and answer them. If I can't, I will make sure to get the answers by next week's episode. And next week's episode is, we are basically at spring. Whatever. but then is summer. And we're hitting the heaviest time for Last Mile Courier apps. And so next week is a 101 on Curry, as well as I'm going to walk you guys through Metrobi. And I started doing some thinking about some of the things that I talk about here, because we're going to be talking about other Last Mile Courier apps that are starting to do some things. And here's one of the big questions that you guys need to do, though. You need to do this, because I could do it. But then I was thinking about this today. If I say, hey, Metrobi is doing something for me here in Denver, it wasn't for a while. And I say, yeah, Metrobi, and I talk about it a little. A lot of times you guys are like, is it in this market? Is it in this market? You'll email me, or you'll even put it in the chat or whatever. And in the past I have looked it up, but here's where I'm at now. I feel like if I say Metrobi has launched in more than its initial city of Boston, it's now in, like, you know, 10 to 15 cities. And I say, you know, I'm doing better with it, to ask if it's in your city. And I'm not speaking for everybody, but for a lot of people, if you ask that question, I've found a personal correlation with, if you're asking that question, you're not going to onboard. Because if you're really interested, if I show you some Metrobi stuff and you're truly interested, all you need to do is go to metrobi.com and it tells you the cities they're in. So my point is, if you don't want to even go to the website just to see if they're in your area, I'm concerned that, are you going to download the app and learn it? And again, it's not a huge learning curve. We all know this. All of the apps have a different interface, but they all kind of, any of us that have done any app for even months, years, whatever it might be, and understand kind of how they work, we all understand that they're all different. However, the spaces contained can be a little bit the same. Like food delivery apps, they're all different, but they all kind of have a flow that if you've been on one, you can get on the others and pretty much get that. If you're on rideshare, you know, and you go to Last Mile, you might be like, what? And then you got to learn Last Mile. But then the Last Miles tend to be, even though they vary a little more, but they still tend to be that same type of system. And I'm starting to get into online order boards, and I'm actually trying to put a project together where those order boards that relate to us can come through to something. I don't want to say an app or what it'll be. Maybe it's a more streamlined order board, because what I'm looking to do here is, if you guys all remember Tom Kelly, Tom and I did the radio show. Driver Nation. I was going to say Trucker Nation, because it was a trucker radio station that Tom had done. And I want to talk to Tom about this, because a lot of the reasons some of these order boards, and some of them, I don't want to like harp on any bad ones. So I just won't say, I'm going to do that. You know, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all. So the ones I'll talk about are the ones I know that can work. That doesn't mean the others can't, but it might mean that I have heard things where somebody didn't get paid or something. I don't want to talk about ones like that. Unless I've had firsthand and I really just, and I've talked to other people who can confirm that, no, I've never seen that either. But I mean, if there's any kind of question, that's what I'm not going to get into. I'm going to focus on what's working for me. Now, if I try something that doesn't work for me, I'll tell you that in the Denver market, this does not work for me. However, I saw that it could work, and I have talked to people in this market. And that, I mean, one nice thing is I have a database of drivers through a few partnerships I've had and people I've worked with that basically is every state in this country. And in some states, I have many driver database where I can contact them. They've been on the podcast. But yeah, I mean, like if I'm talking about something and I put up like, I'm not in the right studio, but if I were to put up in the upper right hand corner, or if you're facing it, upper right hand corner, you'll see sometimes I put those little logos. If I put like Bungie up there and I say, and again, I'm using Bungie here for a second, I would never use Bungie because it's awful. The pay is awful. A lot of it's two-man teams. Bungie is actually the one that initially we started saying was worse than Roadie. So it was pretty crazy. But like, so if I am saying like, hey, Bungie is actually changing and in my city, they're doing good, but they've also relaunched to another 15 cities. Again, I want you guys to go to the website and look at it. I don't want you to just go, okay, give me all the information. I'll download the app, because this is what I was getting at. A lot of the people who do that, five, six months later. Now, I don't know how many of you, but I'm close with a lot of you, and I'll check back in with you and I'll say, hey, you know, you downloaded Metrobi, let's say 4 months ago when I did, and it was really slow and it started to pick up. And then you saw something I did and you were going to try it again. What luck are you having? And they'll say, oh, I still haven't even onboarded to it. To that, I say, I'm not sure why nobody is. You know, sometimes I hear the comment, why are you on so many apps? And my response these days, because I mean, there was a time when you could make single apps work, you know, or maybe both ride shares or DoorDash and Uber Eats or something. Maybe there were just pairs. But now, you know, I was texting with somebody about this today, and I was talking with a few people about this over the last week. But now multi-apping, I don't want to make it sound like a bad thing, but you have to multi-app to be able to make it full-time gig economy if that's what you're doing. If you're one of the part-time, that's different. Even the part-timers are starting to re-look at how all this works, though, and is it really worth their off time? So they're going to have to really look. But especially for us full-timers, you can make more money multi-apping in way less time. Now, you guys probably already know that, because you, or at least you can best optimize every minute of your hours. However, I can stand here and say that with rideshare available to me, all the delivery platforms, shopping apps, you know, I don't do a lot of Instacart at all, but I have it. I have the arsenal, and then a lot of last mile stuff that I do. So my thing becomes, you know, like, okay, I've onboarded to these, and people are like, why are you on board to so many? And it's like, why are you not? We are at that point. And it's not a point where it's not supposed to come across as, gosh, guys, you can't do it on just DoorDash anymore. You got to multi-app or else you're not going to make it. I'm actually going a step farther and saying, by multi-apping correctly and trying more and more apps, you could potentially take down even like, let's say that you were doing 10 hours of DoorDash a day and making good money. Let's say in that, or what you thought, what for you is good money. Again, market to market, we say that a lot, I know. But also, bigger than market to market, cost of living to cost of living. I deal with this all the time. I talk to people in rural Wyoming, okay? And their monthly cost for their two-bedroom house, acre of land, and all their bills is $1,000 a month. I don't expect them to make what I do here in Denver, because my cost of living is 400 to 500% of that. So again, I've talked through these people who are like, man, you make a lot more than I do. And I'm like, what do you make? And we actually get into it and they tell me, and I'm like, okay, what do you pay? And like, what's your monthly bills and costs and everything? We do that. Once I add in that factor, it's like, I can often say you make more than I do because my numbers look bigger, but I live in a place that's very expensive to live. And it's not like I'm in a mansion. It's just my son and I in a single floor home. But that said, I just wanted to make sure that people are, you know, research it, but when you want to get on it, get on it. Like, you know, like if I say Metrobi, go to the website, take a look, spend 5 minutes there taking a look. If you're interested, then look and see, or, you know, if I guess first look and see if it's in the city. But even if it's not, like when I tell you something like Metrobi that started off in Boston two years ago, and we had them on the round table when they were going to launch Boston, like in a week. Then they did. They said they'd be launching to 5 more cities. That became 7 cities in the time span they gave us. And they said they'd be at around 10 by now. Well, now they're in like 10 or 15. So they're actually growing faster. They were honest about their timeline, but they're growing faster. So even if it's not in your city, make that second, I guess. Go to the website, just read the splash page, the landing page. Decide, you know, oh, like, I mean, do you guys even know what Metrobi does primarily? At least for me. And it was a slow pickup, but I've started seeing more business. And I can, next week, we'll have a little piece on Metrobi. We're going to be talking about some curry. And also, we're going to be talking about, or I'm going to do, would you take it or not? We're going to have a little game. We're going to have a little win, some kind of prize game. Okay. I don't know. Maybe it'll be some rodeo merch or something. Regardless, we're going to have some kind of game. Would you take this or not? I don't know how I'm going to score it. Maybe I'll have to have somebody else there, like Dana from Boston, who can evaluate your answers and tally up, or something, who's done it as long as I have. Because come next month with Curry, that'll be my 3rd year anniversary, 3 years on the platform. So I've seen Curry go through tons of changes, but I can still make great money on Curry. Again, it's different space. It's different this, it's different that, you know, so I don't know. I, the days of going, okay, I can do DoorDash for 10 hours and I will make all of my money. I'll be fine. Those are gone. The days of going, I can do just Uber and those are gone. And with the food delivery space, we've talked about this at length. I know this is about other apps, but guys, I cannot get through to you guys enough. Earnings reports are earnings reports. And hopefully those of you that understand them know where I'm coming from with this, but understand they've tripled the rate on the customers in many cities, tripled, especially when you talk about the up charge on menu items and stuff. They've tripled it. So of course they're making more money. What I keep talking about though, is the volume is way down. And with those customers who are paying that triple, they are seeing a major drop off on those customers returning more and more and more. Or maybe the customer who is willing to pay that triple used to use the service 5-6 times a month. Now they're seeing that they're using it 2 or 3. So really, as we go forward, you're going to feel that volume drop if you're not already. I think most people do. Most people do. I don't have a lot of people who say, no, dude, the volume hasn't dropped at all. It's still banging. I have had a couple of people say, I asked everybody. I had not one single person, not one email or in the comments of videos where there's hundreds of comments say, my market's still banging. I said, if it's still banging, you can just say that and don't say where you are, because obviously we don't want everybody driving there thinking that's still the market, but nobody said it. But yet people were writing 3 paragraphs on their experience with DoorDash and their history from onboarding to where we are now. Let me say hi to you folks, you kind folks in the chat. What's up, Tommy? How you doing? Hey, Sessie, what's up? How are you? Chris, I'm sad, parallel Steve. Yeah, join us tomorrow. You guys, it is shutting down, but we're not here to talk about that today. David and I will talk about that tomorrow. As you know, our Thursday podcast, David and I called the Gig App Podcast by Para. It will be called the Gig App Podcast with David and Steve from now on, and it will continue on Thursdays. And there's a new, it's only going to be a half hour, and that, and a half hour prior to it, we're going to be having team meetings to bring you guys a little bit of update on things going on, and then have some, a little discussion too. I think we got a really good format here. But Para, it's not like the lights went off, the door is locked, and it's, for a long time, it was how to, I don't want to get too far into it, but how to, you know, optimize the Para app itself. But there's been some side things that have been available to do. And David finally felt like, okay, let's do that. And so I can't get into it until I have David with me tomorrow. But what I can tell you guys, if you haven't caught anything else that we're doing, you can see exactly what the Para team is doing right now, but there will be more added to it, is go to gigsafe.com, gigsafe.com, and you'll see what we're up to. So it's just been pivoted and shifted to more to the B2B side, but still in the background, the primary concern right now of Para is not filters and this, that, and the other. It's helping you guys get more offers, more job opportunities. And David and I can get into that more tomorrow. So, but thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Tommy, you're still on the wait list for about a year. Yeah, Tommy, you're in a weird spot in Georgia that I've asked about a few times. And like they already, so I know Curry numbers. Like they can say we have X amount of drivers on in this market, and we have this many on the wait list. And then they can even give me simple breakdowns. This many have been on the wait list for 6 months or more, this many for a year or more, or this many have been added in the last 2 months. So I can look at those kind of numbers and make sense of it. Northern Georgia, or the outside of Atlanta area. First of all, Atlanta is flooded on every last mile app. It's crazy. It's one of the craziest cities for last mile apps. You guys have a ton of people working these, and all of them are flooded. But when you get into the more rural areas, the business seems to centralize out of Atlanta. So, I'm not really sure what to tell you. Again, I'll check. And Tommy, if you want to send me an email, I know that you guys have done this before, but you got to remember I get a lot. So once in a while, I just need a refresher. Just Tommy, if you want to send me an email of exactly what city you're in, because I know that I believe you work the Atlanta market too. However, when they're onboarding, they're looking for proximity to whatever their onboarding need is. Like if there was two new businesses picked up, they're going to try and onboard as close to that as possible. So, we hit me up with that email. Let me see what I can do. And if I can't do anything, let me at least see what I can find out. Like, let me ask, because I know for a fact you've been on it long enough that I should be able to get an answer. Like, I'm not saying you'll love it, but you know, Tommy, with me, I'll give you the honest answer. That's a fact. I'm always, that will never, ever, ever change, because that's part of my core me. So I will give you the honest answer. I mean, if they tell me, look, it's going to be slow getting on there. And if I say, well, he's already been on over a year, and they still say, and it's going to be slow, I mean, I'll know what that means. So, but if they're like, oh yeah, I don't know what happened, or hey, this hiccup, or, you know, nobody's immune to problems, but I'm pretty sure with you, and again, I haven't followed up in a minute. So just send me an email and let me know. Hey, Joseph Wright. Let me come back to your comment in a second. Hey, Chris Taylor, how are you doing? and hey, Carnifage, DoorDash Z. What does Z mean? Is that is that anybody that's born from 2012 to current? Is that Generation Z or whatever they are? And you're saying they can have it? Because I don't think they're old enough to drive yet, or they're just becoming it. I don't know. But let me go back to Joseph's Wright's comment here, because I believe, Joseph, I just, right before I went live, I saw this comment in another video. And I if I saw it right, I do want to address this. So I am buying a 1992 cargo van in mint condition with 74,000 miles. First of all, what's mint condition? There's a lot of words going on here. 1992 cargo van, 74K miles. And yeah, that's low, but what is mint condition? 1992 mint condition cargo van? I mean, I'm only questioning it because 74,000 miles were put on. Somebody was probably using it for cargo. They didn't get it for gas mileage. So I actually, maybe I'm over the top with how I what I would call mint condition, but I would say at best it's in good/great. No matter what, even if it looked immaculate and whatnot, I just don't see how mint condition is applicable to a vehicle that's what, 32 years old. I mean, maybe at first, maybe like by sight and stuff, but but let me go forward with it anyway. I'm not doubting you. You've seen it. I haven't seen it. I've also been looking into cargo vans, and just to give you an idea, Joseph, maybe before you buy, one thing I'm still looking at, I'm waiting for my son to graduate next month. We're about a month out. He finishes on the 12th of May and his graduation or on the 10th. And his graduation is on the 18th. So on the 18th, we're within a month. Wow. But what I'm going to try and do, Joseph, I'm looking at it maybe for June or something, is you can go to like, not everybody at all, but you can go to a couple. I don't know if I want to name them by name, because I don't want to say it. And then you go in your market and they have even though they're a national business, I don't want them having a clause where they're like, yeah, we don't do that in this market though. So let me just not name any names, but instead I'll just kind of tell you, there's some big rental car companies, Enterprise, Avis, Hertz, no OJ implied in the Hertz. Sorry. All of the big ones, even like the Alamos and this and that and the other, you never know. Budget. So again, yeah, I named a bunch there, but I in no way told you which ones I've talked to that potentially could do this here. But there are car rental companies that do weekly and monthly rates on cargo and Sprinter vans. And with those vehicles comes complete commercial insurance. I'm not sure about every app. I haven't, and again, I've been asking all the apps I'm on. Out of the last mile ones, three of the five I'm trying to reach out to have confirmed, oh yeah, we can switch it over to that for a month. So therefore, like they know that I'm testing the waters to see if I want to upgrade to this. So my question has been posed is, can I upgrade this on the app, work this and for a month? And then if I don't like it, can I go back to my vehicle without any kind of hiccup in my account? Yeah, absolutely. With two companies, I'm still waiting to hear back. But yeah, you come with all the insurance, everything's covered. You don't need to worry about the phases. It's not through your insurance. And yes, it's going to cost a little bit. You know, I can tell you this, the weekly rate I saw on cargo or Sprinter vans, looked like maybe you could pull it off if you just were looking to learn about it for a week or two, but the monthly rate almost took it down to about 60% of the cost of 4 weeks. So if you don't pay by the week and you want to pay by the month, you might save 40%. And that became a number where I was like, wow, okay, so a month. So I could give a month of dedication to myself being in a cargo or Sprinter van. I can do that. And I would like to do that because that would give me a much better idea, because before I go on with your thing any farther, because I know where it's going, you know, it would give you, if that's possible for you to try it, an opportunity to really make sure that the income is outweighing the cost of what you're going to be getting into before you get into it. Because I know that cargo vans are a way to go. I know Sprinter vans are extremely expensive, but both are expensive in the resale space. Everything vehicle wise is expensive right now in the resale space, but cargo and Sprinter vans. And the other thing is that a lot of companies, if everybody's wondering, well, why do Sprinter vans own the world? It's because a lot of companies started optimizing pallet size. Like the old cargo vans didn't fit in the full height that a lot of palettes can be. So, I mean, a lot of them fit in what a palette is, but the capacity of a palette doesn't. And so if you've ever wondered why those weird, you know, high ceiling Sprinter vans, it's because they're not getting a third pallet triangle on the top. It's because the pallets can actually be full stack pallets too and get in and out real easy. So, I mean, there's a lot of perks to the Sprinter van. The problem with the Sprinter vans is if you guys ever pulled up the numbers, wow, even the used ones, I saw one with like 170,000 miles, stopped and looked because it said for sale. Had the information right on there, who to call, looked in beautiful shape. It was like 3 years old with like 50,000 miles Sprinter van, but the cost was so outrageous. I think it was like 82,000 was what they wanted. And again, I literally at that point was like, what? But then I went home and found out how much they are new and all this, that, and the other. And actually I was like, okay, maybe it wasn't that bad of a deal. Not that I would do it. But I was like, damn, like if you're looking to do this, it's expensive. Cargo vans is a way to go. My worry and concern would be that as the future progresses forward, Sprinter vans load up to docking bays easier. People in warehouses prefer working with Sprinter vans. My concern would be that with time, what happens when these companies keep streamlining and saying, you know, it's a lot faster when we just have Sprinter vans coming in and out. And I think that we all know that a lot less cargo vans are being made than Sprinter vans, which is usually a sign that with the times, we're not going to be using Sprinter vans or cargo vans. But that said, I know that Gig Geezer has a cargo van. I know that Gigwise Tim has a cargo van. They do well with them. So, I mean, right in the here and now, if you can get a good deal on a cargo van, maybe do it. But maybe try it first and rent something, see what's up. I don't know. But let me see what else you had said because I wanted to. Will Curry accept this van? Yeah, they'll accept it. You know who I would, I don't know, Joseph, how in the community you are with other people, but I don't know if you're familiar with a handle. He's often in here. Watch, I'll say his name and he'll show up. That's just how YouTube is. But his handle is Have It Your Way. Or even Tim Gigwise, his is newer than 1992, but he might know, or Geezer would know too, if any of those guys are around, but often, Have It Your Way. His name is Brian. He drops in sometimes, especially if I'd mention his name. But so he would know because he has an older cargo van as well. And does very well with it. So, in fact, he's replaced just about everything on it. So, unlike yours with 74,000 low miles, his is pretty up there, and he's done a lot of. I think his is like 500,000, but I can't even remember. He's replaced the engine at like about 100,000 ago, so I don't even know. But it's one of those. But like I see that down here, I'm jumping around a little bit. I see you say what your cargo van is too old for Curry again. You know, this is kind of what I was going to before. I'm being asked about it today, but go to curry.com. It has all the specs in there. However, I don't think there is. Now, again, I wish somebody from that side of things, because I use an SUV and I'm on the driver's side, the offer side, not the bid side. And the three people I just named, Tim, Geezer, and Have It Your Way, they're all on the cargo van side. All of them. Yeah. None of them have Sprinter vans. All those three have cargo vans. I don't know even that on some of these apps, there is any year that disqualifies you. I think it's more like you got a cargo van and it works great. I think when you get into that, don't quote me, but I think when you get into that kind of specification of, I have a refrigeration truck, I have a 26 foot box truck, I have a pickup with a pipe rack. Well, that one might be different. I don't know. But I think that all that kind of stuff, then it doesn't matter the year. Then they're just happy because they have a high capacity vehicle, which leads me back to, I know next week, guys, I told you Curry, Metrobi, and a little game at the end of, would you take this? I'm going to need some help with it, but we'll make it fun. But then the week after, I want to talk about carrier boards because I only touched on it today a little bit. And I really wanted to tell you guys that, hey, make sure that you know, I already know of a couple I want to turn you on to. I'm going to see if I can turn you on to a couple more. I tried to try one up in Fort Collins yesterday and see how legit it was, but there was nothing on it. And the night before I'd looked and there was some things on it, but I wasn't sure on the time I'd be up there with my curry. So I couldn't really lock down something. But I've been told by somebody that this one works. Again, a lot of times always the courier boards are regional. You're not going to find many national courier boards, but often they're so regional that maybe they're even just state regional. And sometimes maybe even they're just city regional. So do I know all the courier boards? No, because I don't live in every city USA, but a lot of them have regional. It might not even be in the city you're in, but it might be outside of it. I want to start making a map and collection of that, of what courier services are where. So I'm going to get with that. I'm going to get with Tom. That's what I was telling you guys before, Driver Nation, and see what we can do about some of the, I want to talk to some of the truck drivers who used to join us on the show and who used to be on the station and ask them what they think of my idea. Because my idea is basically pulling together these website offers that, just to tell you guys straight, you know, that truckers can't afford to take anymore. These should be trucker loads, 18 wheelers. But they look at the loads and the offer price and they say, it's not even worth it for me to take my rig out at that price. So what happens on these boards, which is kind of a new thing, is they break them down. Like, okay, this was a semi load. Nobody's picking it up at the price. Chop it into three Sprinter vans and let's get it dished out. Or chop it into two Sprinters and an SUV. I'm just saying there's a lot of even some car stuff on some I've seen. There's a lot of like just picking away and potentially having a full 18-wheeler load get into 2 to 3 to 4 vehicles instead. So I'm not a big fan because I have had family that are truckers. I'm a big fan of the truckers. And to be honest, I don't ever want to see them hurting. And I know that it hurts to have this on, but at the same time, it's being taken. They're all being taken. So like, I don't know. I just want to have a candid conversation with somebody and then I have an idea in place, but we'll see. Haven't been respect. Yeah. Chris Taylor. I'm sorry, man. I am still getting your text. Don't worry about that. Sometimes I've been so in over my head. Coming back, I was in Austin last week, coming back from Texas, had to play major catch up. We've got a laser show going out that I've had to get a lot of things ready for because it goes out for the whole summer. And a couple other things. So it's not just sometimes just give me a quick second. Like if I ever don't, I try and at least respond, I'll get back to you. But I feel like that's even worse sometimes because it's like, you know, I will. But yeah, sometimes it gets a little far behind me. But I do try. So I will text you back. I did see you sent me some articles and I'm sure that potentially we will be talking about some tomorrow night. The newer, the better. I'm guessing you're talking about cargo vans. Yeah. But at the same time, driving with Chris said the newer, the better. If you are talking about the newer, the better for cargo and Sprinter vans, I would disagree with that. I would say that, no, you want to get, because again, Chris, I don't know if you've ever gone and looked, but a new Sprinter van is like 125 grand. Okay. Like, I mean, you don't want to go buy one of those and then be on Dispatch Freight, Curry and a couple others, Metrobi and some of these other ones and go, okay, hope this all works out because that's a big, big, big payment on a car. So you're in my mind, like what he's talking about, what Joseph was talking about, like a 75,000 mile truck or van, cargo van, if you can get that deal on that, you're much better off, especially if it runs good and stuff, because you're much better off because you are going to put high mileage on it. That kills the value right out of the, first of all, we all know that if you were to buy it from a dealership, leave the lot, you just lost 20% of the value of the vehicle. Even if you do sell it yourself. And then the depreciation of the first year or two of a vehicle is so big. You basically go down to like 50% of its cost in a year or two. So I would much rather go buy a vehicle that that first year or two has already lost all of it, all of that value, because it's still going to run great. Unless somebody like was running into brick walls or something, it's still going to run great. But this way you're not taking that hit of it. And again, this is, you know, this is a space where if you do go size up like that, realize that now you gotta try and land some clients. You can use the apps too, of course, but really you gotta try and land some clients. So we'll see. I could have bought a 1997 Mystery Machine van. It's funny you say that, Carnifige, because you know what I saw the other day? I saw a really old hearse for sale. Like a really old one. And it might have even had like the Cadillac fin or something. I don't even know if it was a Cadillac, but it had like that fin look. So it almost looked like a hearse, but like the old Batmobile too, not the new one. But here was my thought. I see the hearse for sale. I'm driving by. It's on the side of the road. And I see how big it is. And I'm like, get a lot of paint in there. I don't know if that's wrong of me or not, guys. And I'm sure I would have a ball with Curry saying, okay, yes, I want to switch my vehicle to a hearse. Oh, so anyway, I was thinking because we'll talk about this next week, but Curry, one of the huge things that's looking, and it's looking at happening very soon, is bringing back the stacking. Ooh. If they bring back stacking, look out, guys. I'll be in Denver, look out, because you'll be going, where'd they all go? And I'll be driving by in my hearse going, I got them all. But anyway, so let me see where I'm at with this. Can Curry hold B2B more responsible to have item description, weight, or at least full dimensions? Bud Soda, I wasn't sure you were even on Curry. Why do I not know you're on Curry? But B, it does. And I mean, the improvement's been tremendously huge. The only thing that I mention on here a lot is that that the description for Sherman Williams paint is done differently. All the rest of them come through fine. I mean, I'll have them ready for next week. And in fact, I'll make sure to get the description so you guys can see how clear it is. Again, we talked about this earlier in this stream. It just looks different than apps you're used to. But I mean, it's pretty simple. I see Tony in here. Tony, if you can explain even if how it looks in that gray box at the bottom, it says like one item, 2 pounds. Do you really need more than that? Because a lot of times what you're doing is you go and you get an envelope. I mean, one item, five. Look, if it says one item, 1, 2, 5, 10, 15 pounds, I don't care what it is. Again, if you guys are going to say, well, you always say you do because not to take Uber Connect and stuff. Yeah, this is different. This is B2B. And Curry has you insured completely outside of your insurance. So your insurance isn't even involved from pickup to drop off. Uber Connect and stuff does not do that, and they'll walk away from you. So they are actually bonded to be moving B2B merch or items, so like, and supplies. So to be honest, like that's not even really on my radar. What was it? So yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about there, Bud Soda, because can Curry hold B2B more responsible? I mean, back in the day, it I was just learning places, like it would say go here, or it just might be like 300 pounds. Okay, well, how many? Now it'll say like, you know, 4 items, 60 pounds. Again, yesterday there was an item I could have got on my own. It was like 140 pounds and it was this big ring thing. And I, you know, it was metal. They loaded it with a jack. And I didn't ask. I never ask. And then when I got there, I asked the guy, I said, they loaded it with a jack. You want me to help you get it out? And the guy just grabs it and goes, nope, I got it. Same thing I would have done and just threw it over his shoulder, dude. Now, a lot of you guys don't have expressed the concern of you can't lift that or whatever. And some of the like Terry and some other people, Sheila, have asked me, well, wait a minute, Ellen, they've asked me, like, how do I do it then at every one of these locations, unless it says in that gray box load unload is required. It's not required, and they will take care of it on both ends. I was just saying with paint, make sure that learn the app first, because often with paint, yeah, they'll help you unload, but sometimes you'll get somewhere and the team isn't there yet. And it's a lot easier to unload it than to sit in the driveway for 30, 40, 70 minutes before the team gets there to help you unload it. And in which case, I would just say, just don't take those until you're comfortable that you can do that wait, because you can wait for the team, but I would rather just get out of there and move on to the next job. So like I've been telling people, start off with non-paint things. You know, there's a lot of them too. There's a lot of things. It's not like 90% paint, 10% other. It's more like nowadays, it's more like 50% paint, 50% other. So, and if even, so, let's see, you can't get either easy. And if you keep the cargo van in shape, they may have other uses for it. Yeah. I mean, I know somebody who retrofit a pipe rack to the top of a cargo van and now can do pipe rack services, which is a whole thing for Curry. Like if so, I mean, this is a cheapest way in, is that get a pipe rack. Even dispatch and freight love this. If you have a pickup truck, let's say you have a pickup truck that you don't use for your gig work, and then you have a car that you use for gig work, or even if you just have a pickup truck that you use for gig work, look into a pipe rack, because pipe racks pay a lot of money, a lot of money. Again, I would research your market too. You know, I mean, this is the kind of stuff you might want to do before you put money into something, but research your market. Make sure, like for me, I know if I had a pickup, I'd be getting a pipe rack tomorrow, because I know I've been told even that, dude, that pays really well and we don't have enough pipe rack drivers, and I see them out here all the time. So I know how they are, how they're needed. Let's see. So Bud Soto, wait, Gig Geezer is on bid side, Tim, and have it here. Yeah, Geezer, actually Bud Soto, Gig Geezer, we've moved over to bid side as well. Or onto offer side, not bid side. So they're all three on offer side now. They're not even good return loads only. And I guess I'm a little lost on the Bud Soto comments. I'm sorry, Bud. I just can't follow what you're saying today. I am looking for a small Carnifige. I am looking for a smaller van for the larger catering orders. Yeah, that's what I mean. Again, that's what Tim did. Take a look at it. David Roth, how you doing? So David has a truck. I've seen the picture of it. I just can't remember. David, do you have a pipe rack? I believe he does. He's even got like a trailer, and he's got all kinds of hookups that those kind of things too. If you have a pickup truck and a trailer, flatbed, all that kind of stuff can be used. And you can outsource a lot of, I don't know about you guys, but here in Colorado, you can make a decent amount of money if you can pick up just a few private clients for junk removal. If you have a flatbed, you'd be surprised. If you're willing to do that. Again, harder work, much bigger pay, much bigger pay. Not kind of bigger, much bigger. Steps outside of any gig apps. Actually, bad. Okay, I'm Bud Soto. I feel like I hit the zone, the Bermuda Triangle with your comments. Somewhere I got lost. I'm sure it's me or something, but I'm not. But I see that like the number one complaint. Yeah, I don't know where you're seeing that as the number one complaint. Because I mean, again, I've been on Curry 3 years. Come next month, Dana from Boston has been on Curry 3 months, either end of June or July. So about the same amount of time as me. We've seen all the changes. I've seen what you're talking about. So nowadays what they show is like 90% of everything I need, and they're always getting better. So yeah, I don't know. That's why I just don't put comments out like that, because they're just not true. And that usually when you hear comments like that, it just comes from places of people who have done 3, 4, 5 offers, 10, and they don't know. They don't know. You need to do it for a while to understand. Last mile is different, guys. But again, why do I do the last mile? Because I make 2 to 3 times on those apps what I can on any app. You guys should be too. I mean, and again, you know, I used to say there was never any single day of the year, even summer when it's banging, where almost never, at least, where I could just turn on curry and make my whole day out of curry. Well, in the last year, I've been on it 3 years, but I've made many days just out of curry and way superseded what I could have done on every other app. So things have changed and they've gone in the right direction for sure. Yeah, Bud Soda, I see that you're saying, I see you're saying mine and many other places and pickups aren't all. I've seen the screenshots. Yeah, I've seen more screenshots than you or anybody. I am the admin of the Curry group on Facebook, and not only what's on there, but also is what's sent to me by people on there saying, hey, can we post this? Because some people have gotten booted from the Curry board, not by me, but by other admins and whatnot. But I've seen things that haven't even posted there along with things that have posted there. So I've seen the ups and downs. I know the negatives, but I usually just get back to those people and say, no. Again, like you're talking about screenshots. Somebody takes a screenshot or two and says, hey, look at this. And they don't show anything. You know, come on, man. Like, you know, do it a little more or show the other ones too is my thing. Because if there's somebody working curry and you never see details, please contact me. I will make sure that curry gets you a $1,000 check. Now, I can't commit to that, but I could probably get off this video call, or when we're done with this stream here, I could probably make a call and say, hey, would you do this? They'd be like, yeah, if somebody can produce, we only show no details ever. Yeah, we can. Because it's just comical. And also remember, a lot of people just troll too. If they do get kicked out of the group, they come back in another name and then they put up from a year ago or something, or they collect all these bad ones. I don't know. I don't really play those games. I play reality. Let's see. I only had one Carnifage fairly shady curry delivery. Pretty sure that the shipper is no longer using curry. Yeah. So, I mean, again, they do happen. That's not my point. They do happen for sure. To me, I've done more than anybody in this country, you know, maybe not on the bidding side, but on the driver offer side, I am pretty sure. I mean, last I knew too, like for real, like I've done more than anybody. And Denver was a build out city too. So, I mean, it makes sense, but so I've seen it all. And if I've seen it all, like, yeah, I mean, every once in a while, something happens. Tony, the driven dad, had something happen to him kind of like that. He got to a place and had to wait too long. And then there was a discussion about wait time. And it's odd because Curry really does hear us and they do weigh in. Like Tony told his story and some guy says, hey, no, we're going to stick to this. Another guy on the Curry team's like, dude, I'm with Tony. I think we need to hook them up for that. But really, if you look at it, if we didn't have these apps and you owned a vehicle and you were bidding out a job and you're like, yes, and all the details came through, it's going to pay you $70. It needs to go 20 miles. The pickup is this time. And you own the business and you say, okay, I'll do that. And you get there. My question is, who would you call then if they just say, yeah, it's not going to be ready for a half hour because you booked it. If you booked it for 9 a.m. with this company and they're not ready, it's really just your call. Okay, well, then I'm not going to take it and I'm not doing business with you guys anymore. Or you sit through a half hour and you hope the next time it doesn't happen because it's your business. You're going to want to build it. I would probably sit through the half hour. Tony did. Most of us would. And especially if it was our own business and not an app feeding us some work. So that makes it really difficult too. No, it's not a funeral home, bro. I was just wanting to drive the... That'd be like good though. We could embalm them first. I like the Sherman William jobs I've been doing. Oh, hello. Yes. Yeah. I remember you. You're from, you're down in LA, right? That's right. I've been doing does for 8 years now with a local carrier. Yep. Absolutely. That's what we were talking about just here earlier. Local carriers, knowing some local, regional, or even local to your city things. Let's see. Next time I see, yeah, Bud Soda, I mean, if you want to, man, just don't bombard me, because maybe just ask me first. Have you seen in a text? Have you seen screenshots from such and such? And maybe I'll send you 100 and you have 5 of them. And then you'll go, oh, he's seen them. You'd be surprised what I see. I see anything. Basically, if I ask for something, they give them to me. So I don't even need a passenger to send it to me anymore. I can ask the team, and usually they don't have a problem showing me. Like, one day I requested what went out in an entire market and I got it, you know? So, I mean, they're pretty like open to show me, and it even shows how many times an offer went up. And, but David Roth, yes, you do. So yeah, pipe rack is huge. I mean, it's huge. Junk removal business is really good. Yeah, it is. I mean, again, guys, market to market. If you live in, I don't even know, you know, but I do know for a fact that, like, I travel enough to go, wait a minute, this city doesn't have what we have. Like, we have so much construction that it's also causing a ton of trash that needs to be removed that is not set up to be removed. And so if you have a flatbed, you can be making a ton of money moving out trash, just trash. And I'm not talking about trash bags and stuff, even going to construction sites and saying, hey, can I help you guys out? They fill their bins and they get dumps when they get dumps, because they need those oversized semis to take those out. It's not just a dump truck. You know, this is heavy, heavy stuff being thrown in there. And so if you can like offset some of that stuff, they do keep the lighters to the side and stuff, and they do freelance that work. So, Patrice is saying that's a big concern with Curry is loading and unloading. But you don't, again, Patrice, okay, if it's Sherman Williams, they will load for you at the location. If it's Sherman Williams to Sherman Williams, they'll unload at the other location for you. If it's Sherman Williams to a new build, they will unload when they get there, which could leave you sitting there for a while. So still, you don't have to unload. What I would say is don't take any paint in the beginning, though. Anything else going B to B, both sides are able to load and unload. This is a Curry, it's on their website. Load and unload will be done by the shipper and the receiver, unless it says it underneath. So again, I would just say, don't let that throw you off either. That's what was throwing off a couple people here in Denver who are now trying. I mean, like, I don't know if they've grabbed any yet, but they're now trying. They're like, okay, now I'm convinced I'm going to do this. Yeah, you can charge $100 minimum for Joe. I know people who say, I have a flatbed. They send pictures or they give them the dimensions for junk removal here in Denver. And they won't even come out to your house for under $250. So they'll say, here's what I have size wise. And then they have tie downs and everything, because they don't know always what they'll be dealing with. So they have all the stuff to deal with it. But they even say, like, it has to, and they say, here's the dimensions of my trailer. It has to be able to be tied down. Like, they won't roll out with things sticking out all over. Even if you ask and say, I paid this, they'll come out and they're going to give you a bid, but it's $250 just to get them out there. I mean, so hundreds, like, way low for trash removal. I mean, you're picking up pieces of metal that could be cut your hands up and stuff. So I'd be much higher than that. Yeah, Bud Soda's talking about selling off the scrap. Yeah, I mean, if you get copper and you've got a copper guy, but I would just be about A to B, let's get it done. I'm on a subgroup and a few other, I don't know. A lot of, dude, I'm just Bud Soda, I gotta tell you, a lot of those groups are so full of crap. It's like some of the people who talk about Curry, they just have no clue. I got a on Curry for 4 a.m. and the company was closing. Yeah, so hello, yes. If you got a 4 a.m. Curry and the company was closed until 8 a.m. If you ever get a 4 a.m. Now, again, I've had them, but I know what to kind of look for. If it says 4 a.m., I go to Google and search the business out that I'm going to be delivering or picking up from. And I make sure that, you know, it doesn't say 6 or 7 a.m. that they open. Because if it does, I just immediately message the team at Curry and say, hey, this is wrong. They open at 7 or whatever. And they'll either kick you some money and say, don't worry about it, or they'll get back to the customer and they'll change the time and whatnot. Again, all this is, I'm making it sound like you need to always do this, but every time this gets caught, it happens less and less and less and less. So since year one with Curry, they've been profitable. No other gig company in year 1, 2, 3, 4 has ever been profitable. They're the only ones. I mean, you literally can't name another one. I've looked. nobody else is profitable in that kind of time. They've been profitable since the first year because they do it right. They don't oversaturate too badly. That's why the wait lists are long. So you guys, if you're on that wait list, don't sweat it. You know, I mean, I know it sucks, but I know people who were on the wait list over a year. When you do get off, they will respect you. I mean, you'll be getting gigs and, you know, but yeah, guys, that's an hour. I wasn't even planning on going that long and I got something else I got to get to. I really appreciate everybody joining. One of the reasons I wanted to do today's live, if you have any questions or any last mile apps that you want me to review, please leave them in the notes, especially if I haven't heard of them. I'll download it. I'll try it. I'll guinea pig any last mile because now I feel like I understand last mile a lot better than most. And I have very high expectations now. But I also understand that most of the companies aren't top shelf curries. They fall in the middle, but you got to learn how to work them. I mean, Bud Soda's in here. He knows. I used to hate Rhodey. Rhodey and Instacart were the equals. I was like, oh, you two are the worst. Sadly, I don't love Rhodey, but I've found that you can plug in a couple prescriptions here or there. They're not good. They don't pay good. But if you're driving back from delivering a curry and it's going the same direction and it pays $15 and you're like, no way would ever take that or $11 ever on its own, but you're heading that way, you might grab it. Who knows? But one thing about Rhodey, they're completely upfront with their pricing. I mean, and in the morning, everything drops. And guess what? One thing about Rhodey is it'll be delivered that day. It's not a hotshot app like Curry and some of the others. Like we can get it to you in 40 minutes. And that's why the pay is higher. It'll get there that day. And for the people who are always like, yeah, look how bad it pays though. I can open it in the morning. There's 100 offers. Guess what? At the end of the day, in the middle of the day, there might still be 70. And if you look at them, not one of them goes up in price ever, ever. So it sits there on the board at Rhodey all day at a horrible price. By the end of the day, all the offers are taken. So are they transparent? 100% they are. In fact, sadly, they're very transparent. They show you all the details you need. It's one of those examples I often give where I say, hey, as long as you're showing all the details, I can't be mad. I'm just probably not going to work the app much because, I mean, transparency is what I need. But if there's no AR like there isn't with Rhodey, I can't get mad at you. I can just either choose to never turn it on or turn it on and see if, you know, there's ever anything I want to grab, which is kind of how I use it. I don't ever turn it on as an app that I'm hoping something comes through on. I turn it on when I finish a curry and I might be in an area where I don't think I'll get another curry quick. And so I might open it and go, okay, what do you got? But at the same time, you know, I can't be mad at an app for being transparent with all the apps that are not transparent. Now, again, that was not a Rhodey endorsement. Rhodey, if you're listening, that is not a Rhodey endorsement. But I do respect you being honest, at least. That's it for the week, guys. If you got any apps, literally put them in the comments, not in the live that we're about to end, but after this into the comments of this video, put in any apps you want me to talk about on Last Mile. And I got the next couple of weeks planned out. Then I'm open to trying out some new things. So until next week, until tomorrow. I don't know. Multi-app. Get on board to a new app today. I don't even care which one, man. Just throw a dart. Onboard to a new one. See what happens. Pick one that you've been interested in or somebody told you something cool about in your market. Who knows? Onboard to a new app. Be safe. Earn smart. And be good to each other. See you back here tomorrow. Peace, y'all.